Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos. And our special guest is County Executive Laura Curran. And honestly, it's just having a wonderful conversation. And it's really such a pleasure that you came, that you're here this morning. Because you're doing so much tremendous work.
They tell me I have a great face for radio.
we all do.
Actually, you have we'll talk about her face. You have an infectious smile.
Oh, shucks.
And you really do, though. And it's so nice because when you walk into a room, you brighten it. So I'm being very honest there.
Thank you, John.
Like,
thank you.
You know, but I do want to touch base with Nassau University Medical Center and a tremendous savings that occurred with a few changes in personnel.
Yes.
That if you just want to touch on, because this, in my mind, exemplifies what you're doing, that, you know, you have to share it, people have to be employed, and you have to worry about everybody in this county, not just a few at the top.
That is so true. So we have a new chairman of the board. He's been there for a few months now, George Tunis, who really is cleaning things up. I am so happy to have him there. He is our eyes and ears. We're looking for new leadership at the Nassau University Medical Center. Because while there has been some progress, there is so much more to do. We have a lot of work to do there. The physical structure needs work. We want to make sure that this safety net hospital remains vibrant, remains strong, and continues to serve all of our residents, you know, with an emphasis on the most vulnerable.
Right.
And that's, you know, it is our safety net hospital. We have to make sure that it functions. But I have to say, you know, sometimes if I'm going grocery shopping or I'm just around, someone will come up to me who works, a nurse or a lab technician will come up to me who works at the hospital and just says, "Thank you, but please don't stop. Thank you for everything you're doing. Right. It is already so much better, but please don't stop." And we have no intention of stopping.
That's a good point.
Probably took a long time to get it to where it is, and it's going to take a little longer to get it.
Exactly. You know, when you think about turning around the Queen Mary, it takes a lot of time, and then you set it off in the right direction.
Actually, another person who's Don Ashkenaze.
Oh, isn't he
a
sweetheart?
I know Don. He's unbelievable, and he was with the New York City Corporation in Montefiore, I think it was.
Yep.
And I know he's involved there, which is so good because he is so good.
He's working so hard, and he has put his whole heart and soul into this.
Yep.
And I'm very grateful that he's a part of this.
I was with Don. Don was at the event the other night, and somebody came up to him and said, "Congratulations," and said, "Do you go in once in a while?" And Don said, "I'm there every day."
Oh, no, he takes this incredibly seriously.
100%, yep. Which is a compliment to him.
Yep, he's passionate, and he really cares. He works hard, and not to mention he's got the experience and the intelligence
to get it done.
Right, that's the point.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, which I'm going to compliment Laura on. That when you bring somebody in and your initial thing with don't give me gifts, etc., Don is a person who has years of experience and he had a reputation. I know him from town because his wife had breast cancer. Mm. My wife had breast cancer and he helped me do a breast cancer walk for a couple of years. And then they took it and they made it a yoga event, which was
wonderful.
I'm not a yoga person, so I was out.
You're not?
No, I tried, but it doesn't really work for me. I get on the floor, I can't get up.
I thought you were more of a ballet guy.
Exactly. But that's where I met him, and we became friends, and he's just tremendous.
Isn't he?
And that's that. But the point is, he's the right person for the job. He wasn't just a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people in the community, in the Nassau University Medical Center, you know.
It became a place where you put people.
Exactly. Nicely said. Which is not what it's for. Not when it's taxpayer money and it's a hospital.
It's a hospital, right.
You know, if you're a wealthy individual and I want to give you a job hanging around my house, that's my business. But here, when you have people's lives, you know, and this is not a hub, it's a medical hub, absolutely.
Also, our private hospitals, Northwell and Winthrop and South Nassau and our Catholics and all of them, they rely on NUMC to work because it is the safety net hospital. They need it to work just as much as the patients do. And that's something we have to keep in mind. And, you know, we're working with our private partners for support, for help. And, you just stay tuned.
Could you just elaborate when you say safety net hospital, what are you actually?
So uninsured patients.
Okay.
Poor, basically, needy patients.
Okay.
That's a place where they can go and get the care that they need.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
And so the private hospitals need that to succeed, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, one thing Nassau has, it's, I think, excellent medical.
Absolutely.
All around.
When you talk about our brand, that is such a strong part of our brand and something that I want to for lack of a better word, exploit and build on so that we can attract more of that kind of business, more of those kinds of jobs, not to mention the research that goes, oh, my goodness, if you've had a chance to look at Cold Spring Harbor or what's going on at Northwell with the all of the research that's going on, very cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, really important work that's going on that most people don't know is happening right here in Nassau.
Yeah, as, you know, as far as the senior audience goes, that's a very good reason to stay here if mm-hmm. you can afford to stay here.
That's true, too.
You know, medical backup. We were talking about something. Do we have time?
Yeah, yeah, time. Just, yes.
Christina brought up sparklers.
Yes.
look how he tries to blame you, Christina.
He's blaming Christina for taking the fun away from kids.
Well, we had a little vote, actually, and several of us are in total agreement that I had a daughter who actually got burnt by a sparkler when she was about 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Victoria?
Victoria got burnt by a sparkler.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah.
So these sparklers can burn at 2,000 degrees. So for comparison, a match is about 700 degrees.
Wow.
Just
wow.
to show that these things, while they may be fun, they really can
Now, Christina
hurt people.
Was on the other side of the fence.
I was safe with my sparklers.
So we got, you know what? We got a lot of, I was with you at first. I'm like, oh, it's sparklers. What's the big deal? It's fun for birthday cakes, 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But our fire service, our firefighters and our fire marshal, alerted us to the danger and the fires and the injury, and that most people who are hurt by sparklers are little kids. So we want to do what we can to keep them safe.
Yeah, I mean, and most of the time it's because an adult didn't use them properly.
True.
Right, but that's what you have to pay attention to, because unfortunately, at a celebration, an adult may have a few beers or something and not
yes,
paying attention,
not
just go to hand it to the kid, and instead of taking it by the stem,
yeah.
they're taking the sparkler at the lid end. And it's an in a second you got to burn.
Yeah. And the fires, the potential to start fires, I think that's a big part of the reason why the firefighters lobbied so strongly for this.
We didn't even talk about that part. We just talked about people
getting
burned.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left, actually. It's an hour. I know.
That is not an hour.
Yes, it's an hour.
Amazing.
We're pushing 11 o'clock.
I could hang out all day.
I know.
This
that's
is
why
fun.
I said we usually do a half hour. And I said to Christina, I said, no, have Laura on for an hour.
You were right.
It just flies.
It does.
Just and you guys were talking briefly at the break in reference to parks because seniors go out.
Yeah.
And the parks are here for our seniors.
Yeah.
Just you were mentioning a trail to Otto.
Yes.
To walk.
Right. This is actually the town. It's a town of North Hempstead Park, the Norman Levy Preserve right. in Merrick. Is beautiful. And I should probably be talking about the county parks, but, you
okay,
know, we've
right.
got wonderful town in the town
Nassau.
Of North
it's
Hempstead.
It's in Nassau, okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. And people don't really know, normal people don't really care if it's a county park, a
right,
village
exactly.
park, or whatever.
I see it when you drive on the Meadowbrook, but you probably have to figure out how to get to it.
If you're a walker, I cannot recommend this enough. So you go into the sanitation area where all the garbage trucks are.
Right.
And you're thinking, what on earth am I doing here? Well, this was actually built on a landfill. So you go in, there's these Nigerian goats and these exotic roosters from Lord knows where. And then you can walk up and up in the trail. There's a beautiful windmill at the top. It's just gorgeous. Mm. Right by the water, you can overlook the golf course. Mm. Yeah, I can't. If you're a walker,
what
I can't recommend
course?
It enough. I wanted the Merrick one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not sure what the exact
wow.
title of it is.
Yeah. But the point is that there's just so much opportunity.
There's so much,
in
right?
That, honestly.
And you've got the North Shore, which resembles New England.
Right.
You've
right.
got the South Shore and our beautiful sandy beaches. You've got
go
all the
Freeport.
Parks.
Go Freeport.
Freeport.
No, but it's the truth. I'll be back to Freeport because it was just phenomenal.
And on a Friday or Saturday night to walk up and down the nautical mile, it's like it's just a party. It's really
right.
fun.
Well, that's what it came across that night, even though this was, what, September?
September.
But it could be like a vacation.
It
and that's
is.
It's nice just to drive someplace on a Saturday afternoon and come home at 11 o'clock that night, have something to eat, but you got away.
Yeah,
you,
you got
shops
away.
Shops along there, too. You can
shops, bars, yeah. restaurants.
Yeah, it's good.
No, it's really it's a great place. And I say just Eisenhower Park itself. I mean, the number of things that are in Nassau County that people don't pay attention to.
That's right.
And now you're in charge of it also. You have to pay attention.
And our fantastic museums. We've got a beautiful art museum up in Roslyn, which has, it's like going into the city. You know, people really need to take advantage of this. There's the Museum of Tolerance and Holocaust Remembrance up by in Glen Cove, which is gorgeous, and the Welwyn Preserve. Really, like, just an amazing, amazing place. I mean, you think you know everything. You go in there, I'm telling you, it'll knock your socks off.
That's a good one to know.
And that's
about
a county property. That's a county.
And while I'm not disagreeing that things are expensive in Nassau County, collectively, all over, you know, you go, my daughter went to school in Indiana, one of them, in Bloomington. Wonderful place, but there's nothing there. But you could buy a house for $150,000, but that's fine. All that Nassau County has to offer you, you know, there's a balance.
And we're right by the best city in the world.
That's
true,
too. You
can just jump on the train and get in. And the state's investing in East Side Access, so they say in 4 years we'll be able to take the train right into Grand Central.
Oh, really?
Which will really open up a lot of opportunities.
Now, is that actually in progress? Because
it is.
That has been going on
I know.
For a long time.
Your cynicism is appreciated and shared. However, the governor did say in 4 years, he's chiseled it in stone, that East Side Access will be open. So we'll see. Stay tuned. We could take a bet.
We could take a bet.
But you know what you have to do? And you really do. Go back 10 years, go back 10 years, go back 10 years. There's still progress.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the speed that somebody wants, because a person wants a certain thing, it benefits them more.
Right.
But, I moved my house in 1979, and just watching how things have developed all throughout North Hempstead and into the little bit of Nassau that I know, it's tremendous.
Well, that particular East Side thing has been going on probably almost 50 years.
Is it 50?
I was working in Manhattan on 42nd Street on the East Side, and I lived in Long Island. Well, I didn't live in Long Island then. I lived in Queens. And they were talking about they were going to have the terminal on the East Side. You should buy a house on this line of the Long Island Railroad because you'd be able to go right in. Mm. And I didn't. And that terminal is still not there.
Isn't it? So that was 50 years hopefully ago. It will be soon.
Everything is a work in progress, even the hub,
life
which people have talked about for how many years.
I know. And you do
but this
see
could be the time when it starts to commence.
Right. And I'm very optimistic.
Does yeah, it? You got to be.
But you're an optimistic person.
I am.
You really are. There's no
am.
Question about
I can't
and you
help
know what?
It.
Why not be? Because you're going to go to bed at night. Why go to bed cranky thinking everything's falling apart?
Bingo.
Go to bed saying tomorrow it's going to be another better day and we'll get closer to my goals.
Well, that's a good thing for seniors to try to do is be positive about everything.
I agree. Yeah. You have to be.
Can I just remind everyone it's World Elder Abuse Awareness Day today? And, if we are here to help you in your county government, if you are the victim of any kind of exploitation or abuse, please reach out, get help.
Wow, I didn't know that. Thank you very, very much. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. This has really been, it's been an honor, it's been a pleasure.
So much
fun. We've had so much fun.
Have me back.
I definitely will. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.